Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, the Todman on Saturday is going to be one of the most intriguing races. We've got millionaire gallopers like Remark from Arrowfield. We've got Profiteer, who is now worth somewhere in the realms of $10 million. We've also got the Freeburn horse, which will go there, Stay Inside, one of the favourites for the slipper. It is Millionaire's Row. And then we've got Rocket Tiger, who is trained by a country trainer in New South Wales, Scott Spackman, who is taking on the big boys, showing that it costs nothing to dream, and this horse has cost very little, but has got ability in abundance. And Scott joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm on top of the world, mate.
No wonder you are, because he's probably a little horse of a lifetime for you. Tell us the background of yourself, how long you've been training for, where you're based.
I'm based here at Wagga. I started probably 6 years ago. I trained my first winner at Hilston, a little horse called Veloticus. And that was the first year I was training, which is good. And the rest is sort of just snowballed from there. We started so off tell just, just to have a bit of fun with them, and it turned out to be a bit of a business sort of thing.
Well, you're doing a great job at the moment. And Rocket Tiger, is this the best horse you've had, Scott?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I sort of said that after he won it in Ramick on Boxing Day. I probably went off a bit early, but I've had a couple of nice horses. I've had a horse called Oso Hazy. I had another horse called the Cook and Cod. They're both very good horses to me. He's well above everything I've ever, anything I've ever had.
Now, how much did he cost, or was he a homebred? Because his stallion and his broodmare are not exactly what you would call the blue riband of the breeding industry, are they?
They are to us. Noel Penfold bought the mare out of a sale. He paid $4,500 for her, and I'm pretty sure she was in Fulton Mache at the time. And then she had... obviously, she had that file, and the next file was by Chet Upline, which is a half brother to Capiro. She won three races for us, and we actually moved her on. And the Cook and Cod won five, but she had a lot of wind problems and a bit of colic surgery and all that sort of stuff, so it sort of held her back. And then obviously Rocket Tiger. So Neville Murdoch at Lunar Stud got a fair bit to do with helping Noel out with his breeding. Obviously the cost has worked. She's a very good mare, because she put a neck over and she just produces winners. So that's good to see. But she's actually missed this year, so we've only got one left. Full sister to this little bloke. To go, and then obviously they'll try her again next year to get her back in file. But she's missed 2 years in a row now, so, which is no good.
Well, fingers crossed Rocket Tiger can get a little brother or sister, because from what we've seen in three starts, he can gallop. Now, you've hit a pretty hot Todman. This is where all the slipper favourites are. Profiteer, Home Affairs, who just beat your home last start, Stay Inside, Remark. How do you think your little battler lines up against them?
Didn't they say that about the Silver Slipper? I'm very new at this, and I mean to be sounding arrogant, but what has this little bloke got to do he's beat him. He should have beat a Home Affair. He should be unbeaten, this little bloke. I just don't understand the logic of it all. I mean, obviously, Profiteer's a very good horse, and you listen to Mick Price talk, and, mate, he doesn't talk for the sake of talking, but he knows more than I'll probably ever know. But I tell you what, I know he's in the race if he goes that way, and I just sort of can't wait to get down there and have a crack at him, and maybe this time they'll just stand up and have a look and say, right, oh, he's fair dinkum, this little bloke. Like, he's fair dinkum, but he's just... what more has he got to do? That's all. I'm sort of defending my horse now, but it sort of just gets a bit frustrating when they say, oh, you're taking on the big boys. Well, they're taking me on too, so... And I do believe he's right up to it. So He doesn't know who they are.
Oh, I love it, Scott. I love the attitude. That is magnificent. Has he improved since his Silver Slipper run?
I think he has. I really do believe he has. His work on Saturday morning was outstanding. His work yesterday morning was above and beyond. He actually came off the track this morning and he's squealing and he thinks he's thereabouts. And I think he's reading his own press at the moment. To be fair, he's in A1 order. Like, I can't fault him, and like I'm just blessed to have him. And I know this sounds funny, but I'm so blessed to have him. And I hope people get this opportunity somewhere along in their life to get a horse like this, because it's just mind blowing, absolutely mind blowing.
Has he changed your life? Has he, Scott?
Not so much changed my life, but probably just give us country trainers hope. We run into the Chris Wallers and that, like, and you get like a bloke like Bjorn Baker taking all these horses out to the bush tracks to try to win races, and they're meant to be the big guns, and yeah, they're still coming out and taking us on. And I mean, you have a little chuck at yourself when they get beat, which you shouldn't be like that way, but like they're the Sydney trainers and they've got the cream of the crop, haven't they? And we deserve our shot. Everybody does. And you're lucky enough to get a loyal owner like I've got, and people that want to work for you. And, oh, mate, it's just amazing. And, like, my wife does countless hours with accounts and just behind-the-scenes stuff that people just don't realise what she does. And you haven't got that network, mate. You haven't got anything. So I'm just wrapped to have... have the people around me and to live my dream, and it's a hell of a dream, mate, and now we're living it. So I've got a young girl there that started with me 12 months ago. Her sister's been with me for 6 years, and she just moved to Albury to become a nurse down there, and we had a hell of a run when she was there. Now I've got a sister here, and actually said to her father the other day, you better go start breeding a couple more for me. it's just amazing, mate, to get these sort of people involved and just enjoying it, if you know what I mean.
Have you got a big team heading to town to cheer you on Saturday?
We're not sure if we're going yet. We'll know when the doors come out, and if we don't, we'll probably head to the Black Opal.
You might go to the Black Opal.
Yeah, if he draws bad, it all depends how many's in it, and it just all depends on the draw. I'm not going to send him around just for the sake of sending him. He's got to draw good. I was talking to a bloke yesterday, and they're talking eight to nine in it, maybe. So maybe I'm better off leaning that way. But I'll just see where we draw, and we'll probably accept him place both places at this stage. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to if he draws well, I'll be down there. If we know if he's patient, I'll be just going.
Well, if he runs well in the Todman or he wins the Black Opal, is he entered in the Slipper?
No, he's not entered. No, he's not. But that won't be a problem. If he wins either or is unlucky, he'll definitely go to the Slipper.
Okay.
He'd want to run a real bad race for us not to go there. At this stage, I'm pretty sure the owner is quite happy to pay up. To go in it.
Well, these are the stories we love, Scott. We're going to be cheering you. And Eddie, is he known as around the stables? Yeah, Rocket Tiger, yeah. Home on Saturday.
Yeah, Eddie's his nickname, and he thinks he's itching a bit at the moment. So
so are you, Scott. Enjoy the ride. We'll be cheering him on.
Thank you very much.